This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.
This is the Happy Station show from Japan, the land of the rising sun. Well, sun, unless there's a typhoon, then it's the land of the rain and wind. Anyway, here's your host, Keith Barone.
Well, it's just after 15 hours UTC on August the 6th, 2009. Welcome to the Happy Station show. Keith Powell with you for the next 55 minutes, and it's really nice to have you with me on today's show because we have a lot of music to get to today. There's certain things that we are not doing for the very good reason that we're not coming to you from our normal studio, in our normal city, in our normal country. We're actually a few miles away, just kind of down the road, turn by the apple tree kind of thing. No, not really. I'm in Tokyo, Japan this week. Because I had to come here to do a TV show, and I thought, well, instead of pre-recording shows before I come to Japan, why don't we just do them in Japan? So we're at the studios of NHK in downtown Tokyo, and they're letting us use one of their studios, which is a fascinating studio. I can't believe this is a radio studio. It is absolutely huge. Now, if you don't know anything about Japan, or if you have been here before, you may know that in Japan, everything is small. You know, there's some hotels that they have, which are kind of like no bigger than a phone box. And you kind of like slide into it, like sleeping in a coffin. It's very, very strange. But this studio is huge. And I'm kind of wondering, like, what they would use it for, because this is bigger than any radio studio that I've ever seen. But nevertheless, I'm not going to complain. Because they're providing the technician and the feeds to transmit the show and everything. So I want to thank them very, very much. So we actually have some music to get to today. For those who tuned in to the show at 100 UTC, you may know that we played a lot of Japanese music. We're going to feature some today for this transmission, as well as some other things as well. So first, we're going to begin with a singer who is very well known in jazz circles. Her name is Lisa Ono. Now, yes, she is from Japan, but she was born in Brazil. And her first language is Portuguese, followed by Japanese, and she also speaks Spanish. And she is known, especially in this part of the world, for doing interpretations of very well-known Brazilian songs. And when she sings, you would not think that she speaks Japanese with a Brazilian accent. You know what I mean? She speaks Japanese. Portuguese is her first language. But when she speaks Japanese, Portuguese, she speaks it with a Japanese accent, or the other way around. Anyway, nevertheless, here she is, Lisa Ono, opening up today's edition of the Happy Station show with a very well-known song by Antonio Carlos Jobim and Gio Di Berto, called The Girl from Ipanema.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça, ela menina que vem, que passa, num doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, por que estou tão sozinho? Ah, por por causa do amor. Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Ela, menina que vem, que passa num doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar.
Lisa Ono beginning today's show with the girl from Ipanema right here on the Happy Station Show, coming to you from Japan. The other day, when I was walking around trying to find something to eat, I came across the most interesting vending machine. Now, we've all seen vending machines, right? They're pretty much the same the world over. You put your money in, you push the number or letter or combination of both of what you want, and then it falls out at the bottom. Well, this was different. It was a sushi machine. And then you're probably wondering, okay, Japan, sushi, they obviously must have vending machines for it. And they do. But this one was very different. Now, you put your money in, and you choose what you want, and you click a button. And then all of a sudden, it gives you a ticket. And then, within 10 minutes, somebody shows up at the vending machine where you're standing and brings you the food that you just ordered. It's so fascinating. It's absolutely wonderful. Japan is one of these places where if you like going shopping, especially for gadgets or things like that, this is the perfect place to come to. And this is a completely automated city. Now, for the past few days, I've been taking the subway and buses and had to take a train once. Not once did I have to use money to buy any tickets. I just used my mobile phone. Yeah, it's quite fascinating. You just punch in the number, and then you get a message sent to you which doesn't really, it's a very odd looking thing. If you look at it, you can't really tell what it is. Anyway, you show up at, let's say, a ticket counter, or you're about to board a train, bus, or even plane now. You take your mobile phone and you put it on top of a scanner. And the scanner reads the information that is on the screen on your mobile phone, which contains your name and your destination and showing that you paid for it. You scan it, and then you walk through the gate. That's simple. Quite amazing. Quite amazing. All right, we're now going to take a listen to a little bit more music. The singer we're going to listen to next is truly an international singer. Her name is Katerina Valente. She sang in something like 8 languages. Very well known in Germany, the United States as well. She appeared on the Perry Como show, the Dean Martin show. She also co-hosted a series in the 1960s on CBS called The Entertainers. She sings in French, Portuguese, Spanish. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. And also in Japanese, where she had a big following in the 1960s and 70s. Here she is doing a very well-known traditional Japanese song called Tokyo Nights. Here's Katerina Valente.
Kanashi tomo nai no ni naze ka namida manijimu una sera di Tokyo ikenai hito ja nai no ni
Katerina Valente singing the very popular traditional Japanese, not really a folk song, but a very well-known song here in Tokyo called Tokyo Nights here on The Happy Station. Well, I'd like to say hello now to a few people that have recently signed up to the Facebook page. The first is Estelle Rosen, Patricia Monica, Christian Mackey, Scott Guthrie, and Tom Watery. Fred Watery, who lives in Niagara, Ontario, Canada. Now, if you want to join the Facebook page, it's very easy to do. Just go to Facebook, do a search for The Happy Station Show, click on The Happy Station, join the group, and that's all you need to do. Now, on the Facebook page of The Happy Station, you'll be able to find photographs as well as all the previous editions of Happy Station right until this point. So, if there's a show you missed or you want to hear it again, go there and find the links. Let me see. What should we do this now? No, let's have some music first. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about a special program coming up next week. But first, let's take a listen to Hiroto Miko. And here in Japan, she is kind of known as the Japanese version of Brenda Lee. Here she is with Lock Your Heart Away on The Happy Station and La Estación de la Alegría. Lock Your Heart Away by Japan's Brenda Lee, Hirota Miko, here on The Happy Station Show, coming to you from Japan. Now, let me take a moment to tell you about a special show coming up next week at 1500 UTC. That's going to be August the 13th. It is going to be our second special in a series. Well, actually, it didn't start off as a series, June 4th. June 4th, you may or may not remember, we did a program called Happy Station's Tribute to DXers. That program had such an overwhelming response from listeners that, well, I said myself, let's do it again. So this is going to be Happy Station's Tribute to DXers Part 2 on August the 13th for our transmission at 1500 UTC. And that's going to be next week right here on 9955 kHz in the 31-meter band. If you want to get in touch with me by email, please do so. My email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Again, PCJ standing for Peace, Cheer, and Joy. happystation@gmail.com. Now, we're not going to get to any of the letters on this program because, well, I'm not in Taipei right now, but I talked to Johan yesterday, and he said a number of them have come in, so we'll use them for next week's show at 100 UTC. Let's now continue with more music. Here's one of my favorite groups from Japan. They're called Reflex. Here they are with Meet Again. Meet Again, Reflex, here on La Estación de la Alegría para todos nuestros amigos in Canada, the United States, Cuba, and everywhere else you where you may be listening. And it's actually interesting to do an international show because you get a lot of people writing in from all around the world and everything. And there was an email that came in to me a few days ago from someone who is listening to the show in Moscow. He listens to the transmission at 100 UTC, which is very, very early in the morning for you in Moscow. And he listens via the web stream of WRMI, which is Radio Miami International, which you can do as well. which is www.wrmi.net. And he said that, "I heard that you're going to be doing a couple of shows from Japan. Have you ever been to Moscow?" Yes, I have been to Moscow, kind of passing through it. On a very unusual trip that I did a number of years ago, well, not too many years ago, about four years ago, when I went from Beijing to Berlin. And no, it wasn't by plane, it wasn't by train, and it wasn't by car, it was actually by motorcycle. Yes, I know, that sounds crazy, doesn't it? But anyway, what we did is myself and a couple of friends, we had 2 months of... We said, let's do something really crazy. So let's drive to Berlin. And first they looked at me and went, yeah, are you serious? I said, yeah, why not? We have 2 months to do nothing. So why don't we just make a trip out of it? So that's what we did. So we left Beijing. And the trip that we did actually was through China, Inner Mongolia, Mongolia, then to Russia, and then through Estonia, back into Russia, then we went to Moscow for a bit, and then from Moscow, then to Estonia, then back to Estonia, that is, and then across the Baltic Sea to Sweden via ferry boat, and then down to Berlin. That's the short version of the trip. I don't think I can do a whole 55 minutes on it. It was very complicated, and it was a lot of fun. I have to tell you, it was really the most fun that I've ever had. And you may have heard me mention before, but I am a motorcycle fanatic. I have three, and I'm a big BMW fan. And my pride and joy is an R69 BMW with sidecar, which is one that I use every day here in Taipei. I also have an R75 and an R80. Those two I only take out on certain special occasions. Somebody asked me, they said, "Well, you have BMW mics, must be expensive to fix." Not really, because I tend to do some of the minor repair work myself and maintenance. If it's anything major, then I bring it to a shop. But if it's things like maybe changing brakes or something like that, I just kind of do it myself. All right, time for more music. You may have heard me mention today, if you tuned in at 100 UTC, that occasionally Japanese artists will sing in other languages, that being English, and quite often they don't even speak English, but they will learn the song phonetically. Let's take a listen to one of them right now. The song is called Twinkle, and it's by Korakumi, who's a very well-known J-pop singer here in Japan. With another singer who's also extremely popular, and he is called Sho. That's it. That's his name. Sho. Just that. So here's Sho and Korakumi with Twinkle on The Happy Station.
Come on, drink, go, why don't you grab me?
Kodokumi and Show with Twinkle here on the International Happy Station. And now here's our good friend Colin Newell to tell us something very interesting.
Hi, my name's Colin Newell, and I'm the editor and creator of DXR.ca. Since the mid-90s, DXR.ca has been the go-to website for timely resources for the DXR, SWL, and broadcast listener. If you're looking for unbiased reviews of the most modern receivers and antennas, or are interested in participating in some of the more lively online forums all about radio, then come on by. DXR.ca, a world band radio website.
Thank you very much, Colin. And by the way, Colin, who did the introduction for these two special shows from Japan, said, you know, at the beginning, he said, what was it again? From Tokyo, Japan, land of the rising sun, unless it's typhoon season and then there's rain and wind and everything else. He must have predicted the future, because just before we recorded this show for 1500 UTC, I was watching a weather forecast on Japanese television, and there actually is a typhoon coming. The typhoon is supposed to, is coming in this direction, and probably will be coming on Friday or Saturday, unless it changes direction and then goes towards Taiwan. So either way, I will be getting hit by it. It doesn't matter where I am. Oh, typhoons. You just have to love them. Actually, not really. I've actually lost some things in typhoons before. I even lost a shortwave radio in a typhoon. Literally. It was on a shelf, and the wind blew it off the shelf into the water, which was outside. My street had turned into a slight flood. This is not in the apartment, the place that I'm living now, but this is where I was usually going to spend my summers, just outside Taipei. And I decided this year to get a place with higher ground for obvious reasons. You are listening to the International Happy Station, and if you want to send us a reception report to receive our QSL card, our postal address is Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, lane 31, section 1, Sanmin Road, that's S-A-N-M like mother I-N Road, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. I'll say it a bit slower now. Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, lane 31, that's lane 31, section 1, Sanmin, S-A-N like Norman, M like Mother, I like Ivan, N like Norman Road, Sanmin Road, Banqiao, B-A-N-C-I-A-O, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. And anyone that does send in a reception report or a greeting or a message or anything else will be entered into a lucky draw, which I'm having at the end of the year, which is going to be not just one thing, but like a whole Christmas package, you know, a Happy Station Christmas package to one lucky person, and 10 other listeners will also receive a small thank you gift as well. So there's one big prize and 10 other small prizes. So send your reception reports in now, and you can also send them in by email to the email address that I gave earlier. So send them in right away. All right, time for more music. Let's now take a listen to a Japanese singer by the name of Hiroshi Suzuki. He's a well-known Japanese jazz singer. Here he is singing the American classic T-4-2.
I'm discontented with homes that I rented, so I haven't vented my own. Baby, this place is a lover's oasis, where life's weary chase is unknown. Far from the cry of a city where flowers pretty caress the trees, cause it to hide into love side by side, and don't let it abide in my dreams, honey. Picture you upon my knee, just tea for two and two for tea. Me for you and you for me alone. Nobody near us to see us or hear us. No friends or relations on weekend vacations. We won't have it known that we on a telephone. Day will break and you awake. Start to bake a sugar cake for me to take, for all the boys to see. We will raise a family, a boy for you and a girl for me. Can't you see how happy we would be?
Hiroshi Suzuki, Tea for Two, here on The Happy Station. Something that people may or may not know, but here in Japan, there's a number of ways that songs get released. They get them, of course, released on the internet and on radio stations and on music videos, but also through Japanese games, you know, computer games. Computer games here in Japan is like, I mean, it's a national sport. I mean, if Japan had it their way, they would put gaming into the Olympics. And there's some gamers here in Japan who make the same equivalent in money as European football players or American baseball players. So it's a huge industry. And there's a lot of hit songs that have become hits because they were well known and is being featured in Japanese video games. So we're going to take a listen to one of them right now, which is a recent hit from a singer by the name of Kitara Nana. Here she is with Kanashini wo no Kizu on The Happy Station.
Together.
Kitara Nana with Kanashimi no Kizu, a song that was featured in a Japanese game that became a hit. Somebody asked me what I am doing in Japan. Well, I come to Japan once a year to co-host a TV variety show for NHK. Actually, it's not one show, it's six shows. And the shooting schedule is slightly insane, shall we say. That's underestimating it. Over the course of 10 days, we record 6 one-hour shows. And all the shows are live. And there's interviews with some of the musicians that come along, audience members, and the musicians actually that come on the show. It's a mixture of older musicians that were maybe popular in the 60s and 70s, 80s, 90s, as well as new musicians today. So some of the new musicians today do older songs, and some of the older musicians from years gone by do newer songs. One of the groups actually that we had on the show that we recorded yesterday is a singing group, kind of like a Backstreet Boys or NSYNC, but much more talented, I have to say. It's a boy band from Japan called Arashi. This is from their album called Season. Here they are with Youth Case, but this is the recording that they did for our show just a few days ago.
続いては今年の春に配信限定でリリースされた Season。 ファンの間でも名曲と評判の高いこの曲を今夜テレビ初披露します。
Arashi from the album Season with a song called Youth Case, and they performed that live on our show a couple of days ago. The shows We'll have live streaming on the NHK website, which is www.nhk.co.jp. The time schedule, I'm not sure as of yet, but it is airing in the fall. But I will let you know, so if you want to catch me speaking Japanese with a very funny accent, you can tune in and find out. For our last piece of music today, I thought we'd end with an American singer singing in Japanese. She also sang in German and French. Her name is Peggy March. Here she is with I Will Follow You.
I will follow him. Anata to futari nara, tatoe yama o koe, umi o koe te yuku michi mo. I must follow him. Shiawase o shinjite. I will follow him. Inochi no aru kagiri, yorokobi o wakachi, kurushii koto ni mo nakazu ni ikite yuku. I love it, I love it, I love it. Doko made mo follow, I'll follow, I'll follow. Follow him. Inochi no aru kagiri, yorokobi o wakachi, kurushii koto ni mo nakazu ni ikite yuku. And when he comes, I'll follow, I'll follow, I'll follow. I know I'll always love it, I love it, I love it.
Little Peggy March, I Will Follow Him. Here, our last piece of music on the Happy Station, because we've run out of time. It went by so quickly. Once again, our email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. If you want to get our snail mail address, log on to the website of WRMI, which is www.wrmi.net. Well, that's all we have time for. Next week, I will be back in Taipei. And for our transmission at 1500 hours next week, I want to remind you again, it's going to be Happy Station's Tribute to DXers Part 2. And that's for our transmission next week at 1500 UTC. Our program at 100 UTC will feature our letters and birthday greetings. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Perron all the way in Tokyo, Japan, saying so long. Au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
This is The Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kHz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.